Freshman Massachusetts Congressman, former Marine, and Iraq War veteran Seth Moulton is just back from Iraq. Moulton is one of four members of the House Armed Services Committee who spent last week visiting Iraq and Afghanistan, Kuwait, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates. The visit came as Congress debates President Obama's controversial request for authority to use military force against ISIS forces. Congressman Moulton joins us this morning to talk about that and his visit to the region. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
As I understand it, this was your first visit to Iraq since your last deployment 6 years ago. Tell us what your impressions were of what's changed there and what's not changed there.
Sure. Well, it was, in a sense, strange to be back at the place where I spent 3 years of my life. And there are still an awful lot of good Iraqis who are trying hard to make this work and believe in a stable government and don't want terrorism as a part of their lives. But there's no question that there's this fear pervading the country that ISIS is encroaching on the Iraqi government and really threatening the lives of the Iraqi people. And not everybody is exactly sure what to do about it.
Among the military people you spoke to in Iraq, are they in favor of President Obama's request for the use of military force against ISIS?
Yes, absolutely. The Iraqis clearly want our help. And I think it's important to ensure that they don't come to rely too much on us for military assistance. Because at the end of the day, what caused this crisis in Iraq was really a political failure of the Iraqi government. And so we've got to address that political problem primarily. That's the only long-term solution. If we just go in and solve the Iraqis' military problem for them, I'm afraid we might find ourselves back there 3 or 4 years down the road.
What's your take on the president's plan? Should the authorization be approved by Congress?
My concern with the president's plan is that it's entirely focused on the military. And we need a political piece to this as well. In some ways, going back to Iraq today felt like my last deployment that started in 2007 at the beginning of the surge. And there was this great terrorist threat across the country, and we were prepared to deal with it militarily. But at the end of the surge, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker said, we need to have more diplomatic and political support to ensure the success of the Iraqi government. And I think the question we all have to ask right now is what went wrong from 2010 to 2013 that's gotten us back in the situation where we're facing sending more troops into Iraq.
So how do you see that balance being struck then on Capitol Hill, providing military assistance in Iraq to fight ISIS, but also helping the Iraqi government find its own political solutions, which in fact have been lacking for years now?
Well, right now on Capitol Hill, there's this big debate about how narrow or wide the authorization for military force should be. And in some ways, I think that misses the point. What I want to see is a political strategy to ensure that whatever military force we use, it's not in vain, and we don't have to go back there 3 or 4 years down the road and use it again.
So are you saying without a political strategy, you would vote against the president's plan then?
I'll tell you right now, I'm incredibly skeptical. A lot of us who fought so hard in Iraq are really frustrated that after all that effort, things have gone backwards so far that we're looking at sending more troops back into the Middle East.
You also visited Afghanistan. How different is the situation in Afghanistan compared to Iraq from your point of view?
I think it's actually quite different in a very important way. When you ask both the State Department officials and the military officials in Afghanistan what their plan is, they're both focused on supporting the Afghan government, ensuring the long-term stability and success of the government under President Ghani. And that, to me, gives me a lot more confidence. The military effort in Afghanistan is supporting the political effort, not the other way around.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, just back from Iraq, speaking to us this morning from Salem.